Christ Your Life, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Even though we die, we live. When a Christian breathes his last, no one dies. No one can die, for Christ has already died in the Christian's place.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift before Easter Sunday. Make a secure online donation today. IssueZTC.org. Thanks for your support during the season of Lent.
All right, we are always reading your blogs, although there's been kind of a shortage of good blog activity out there, at least this week. Jeff has a theory about that. I'll let him share it with you in just a minute. But if you have a blog, you want us to read it, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Make sure you have the Issues Etc. widget at your blog so that we can read it there. You get the widget by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and you will find it there. And put it at your blog, send us an email, let us know what your blog is. We'll start reading it, and then we will pick your – we won't necessarily pick your blog, but we'll read your blog and then consider it for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
I've got nada.
You've got nothing this week. And why is that, Jeff? What's your theory here?
Well, I don't know what my theory is, but it is a season of repentance, right? Lent is a season of repentance, and I'm calling the blogosphere to repent.
Of what?
I haven't seen anything that's just jumped out at me this week. I don't know if it's Facebook. People are spending their time posting their things on Facebook. But I'm sorry. I could find nothing worthy of Issues Etc. blog of the week.
And he did search. I witnessed him today going through and going through. He spent a good amount of time going through all the blogs that he reads, and he couldn't find anything. Now, I, on the other hand, was able to – maybe my standards are not so high. But I found a couple, and because Jeff didn't pick one, I picked two. So the first one comes from a blog that I've recently highlighted called Intrepid Lutherans. And the blog post that I'm interested in is called Melanchthon on Audiophoristic Rituals. And one of the things that Melanchthon writes here, and it's just a great thing – and it's just a line. It says, there's more need for reverence in churches than in the theater. The action and speaking of those who teach is more dignified and serious in the divinely called meeting at which Christ and his angels are present than on the stage. In an age where so many churches have gone theater, big show, rock band, American Idol, well, there is need for more reverence when we consider who is really on the stage in the divine service, Christ himself. Maybe we should be moved, as we're blathering on about freedom in worship, to remember that reverence is also called for, commanded in Scripture. I don't know if we'd be taken off our shoes because we don't believe there is any holy ground. The other one that I find, and I'll just mention this, and both of these will be posted at our website tonight, is from the blog called Hope for the Hapless. And the blog post is titled, Timely Words on Being Timely, a great quote from a former president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Reverend H.C. Swan, on 120 years ago, people calling for change in new methods. You'll read it for yourself. I'll have the link at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back on this Friday afternoon, we'll talk feminism, fact, and fiction. Suzanne Venker, author of the new book, The Flip Side of Feminism, will be our guest. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.